Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, then please subscribe or leave a comment. It helps us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. We hope you enjoy today's episode. The Hungarian Revolution of 1956 was one of the most significant anti-Soviet rebellions during the Cold War, lasting from October 23 to November 4th. It was a national revolt against the oppressive communist regime and Soviet domination of Hungary. Though it was ultimately crushed by the Soviet military intervention, the uprising remains a powerful symbol of resistance and the desire for freedom in the face of tyranny. In today's episode, we will look at the origins, the actions taken by the revolutionaries, and the tragic consequences. After World War II, Hungary fell within the Soviet sphere of influence. The Communist Party, with Soviet backing, established a one-party state, eroding Hungary's democratic institutions. Matthias Rákosi, the General Secretary of the Hungarian Communist Party, led the country with an iron fist. His regime was marked by brutal repression, purges, and a Stalinist economic policy that included forced collectivization and rapid industrialization, which devastated Hungary's economy and led to widespread dissatisfaction. By the early 1950s, Joseph Stalin's death in 1953 and Nikita Khrushchev's subsequent denunciation of Stalinism during the 20th Congress of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union in 1956 had created a ripple of hope across Eastern Europe. In Hungary, opposition to the Rákosi regime grew, especially among students, intellectuals and workers who began to demand reforms. The uprising was ignited by a peaceful student demonstration in Budapest on October 23, 1956. The protesters demanded reforms, including free elections, freedom of speech, and the withdrawal of Soviet troops. Key demands were encapsulated in a multi-point manifesto. The demonstration swelled as thousands of citizens joined the students, transforming it into a massive protest. Tensions escalated when protesters attempted to broadcast their demands at the state radio station. Police opened fire, killing several demonstrators, which marked the beginning of a violent uprising. The revolt spread rapidly across the country as workers, students, and even soldiers took up arms against the regime. Imre Nagy, a reformist communist leader, emerged as a central figure during the uprising. Nagy had been sidelined earlier for his moderate views, but was reinstated as prime minister on October 24 in an effort to quell the growing unrest. Nagy initially sought to stabilize the situation by promising reforms and a more independent stance for Hungary within the Soviet bloc. However, as the revolution gained momentum, he increasingly aligned with the insurgents, advocating for greater political freedoms and national sovereignty. On October 30, Nagy declared the formation of a multi-party government and began negotiations with the Soviets for the withdrawal of their troops. On November 1, he made a bold move by announcing Hungary's withdrawal from the Warsaw Pact, effectively declaring neutrality and seeking support from the United Nations. Initially caught off guard by the scale and the intensity of the uprising, Soviet forces withdrew from Budapest on October 28. This brief retreat gave the revolutionaries a false sense of victory and led to a temporary period of freedom. However, the Soviet leadership under Khrushchev viewed Hungary's defection from the Warsaw Pact as a direct threat to Soviet dominance in Eastern Europe. It also feared the uprising could inspire similar revolts in other satellite states. On November 4, the Soviet Union launched a massive military operation to crush the revolution. Over 200,000 Soviet troops and thousands of tanks invaded Hungary, attacking Budapest and other major cities. Resistance fighters, many of them students and workers with limited weaponry, fought valiantly against the overwhelming Soviet forces. The streets of Budapest became battlegrounds with improvised barricades and fierce fighting. By November 11, the uprising had been brutally suppressed. The death toll was significant. Approximately 2,500 Hungarians and 700 Soviet soldiers were killed, and thousands more were injured. Over 200,000 Hungarians fled the country as refugees, seeking asylum in the West. The Soviet crackdown led to widespread arrests, summary executions, and the imprisonment of thousands of revolutionaries. Imre Nagy sought refuge in the Yugoslav embassy, but was later captured by Soviet forces. In 1958, he was tried in secret and executed, becoming a martyr for the Hungarian cause. The Soviet-backed regime of János Kádár was installed, and Hungary remained firmly within the Soviet sphere of influence until the end of the Cold War. The Hungarian uprising drew widespread attention and sympathy from international communities. Western governments condemned the Soviet intervention, but their responses were largely limited to rhetoric. The United States and its allies, preoccupied with the Suez Crisis, and was unwilling to risk direct confrontation with the Soviet Union, and they offered no military support to the Hungarian revolutionaries. Radio Free Europe and other Western broadcasters had encouraged the uprising, but their inability to provide tangible assistance left many Hungarians feeling betrayed. The United Nations passed resolutions condemning the Soviet invasion, but these were largely symbolic. The failure of the international community to intervene underscored the limitations of Cold War diplomacy and the harsh realities of power politics. Though the Hungarian uprising was crushed, its legacy endured. It exposed the brutality of Soviet domination and inspired other resistance movements in Eastern Europe. The courage of the Hungarian people became a symbol of the universal struggle for freedom and self-determination. The events of 1956 also sowed seeds of dissent within the communist bloc, weakening the ideological unity of the entire bloc. In Hungary, the uprising had a profound psychological impact. While the Kádár regime implemented some economic reforms to placate the population, it maintained tight political control. The memory of 1956 was suppressed, and any public discussion of the uprising was forbidden until the late 1980s. The eventual collapse of Soviet dominance in Eastern Europe in 1989 brought a new perspective to the events of 1956. Imre Nagy and other leaders of the uprising were posthumously rehabilitated, and Hungary transitioned to democracy. The uprising was officially recognized as a national struggle for freedom, and October 23 was declared a national holiday. In conclusion, the Hungarian uprising of 1956 was a pivotal moment in Cold War history. It was a courageous, if ultimately tragic, bid for freedom by a people determined to break free from oppressive rule. While the uprising failed to achieve its immediate goals, its legacy continues to inspire those who fight for democracy and human rights.